part one. You're listening to another episode of
Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott.
AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And this is episode 70 of a three-part episode.
Part one. And we've been away for a while, John.
Yeah, man. I had a sinus infection last week. I still have it. But I'm gonna suck it up, man.
Gut check time. Get her done.
Sucking it up. Ugh.
And your basement's very clean.
Yeah. Yeah, I had to put all the shit away. The drums are real easy to do. Just pick them up, walk in the other room, done.
Nice.
But yeah, we had a bunch of rug rats over here. So, yeah.
All right, now before we get into anything else, John, there's a very important story.
Yes.
The Podcaster of the Year. Do you know who that is? The Podcaster of the Year?
No.
The Podcaster of the Year told an audience of 1,000 people, John, at the Podcast Expo in Ontario, California, that is, that Apple's iTunes software is the best thing and the worst thing that ever happened to podcasting. Leo Laporte, founder of the Twit Network of Podcasts, said Apple made podcasts accessible to millions by developing software that made it easy to download the show. However, John, the association of Apple and its iPod product with podcasts is confusing to many consumers, Laporte said, and has a limited audience growth. And he asked this question, John. Is podcasting the right name given Apple's assertion it owns the word pod?
Oh.
And is it good for Apple to be a monopoly in this? He asked during his keynote to standing room only, John. Laporte said he's now calling his 13 shows netcasts.
Oh, yeah.
Netcasts. People understand the idea of a cast, and they also know the net.
The net, right.
Well, not all people do, John.
Or the web.
Like the W is clueless.
Well,
internet's cast. So what do you think about that? What should we do? Should we keep calling it, referring to our show as a podcast? Should we call it a netcast, or should we come up with our own name?
I think definitely we should change it, man, because every time I tell somebody what a podcast is, I'll give you an example. I was at over by Special Ed's a couple weeks ago for a block party.
Right.
And this guy, Kerry, comes up to me and he says, so how's your podcast thing going? I go, good. I go, why? You've been listening to the show? He goes, oh, no, I don't have an iPod. I said, well, you don't need an iPod. He says, what do you mean? It's a podcast, and I hate iPods. I hate anything to do with iPods. Okay.
So
but it's not a... It's just called a podcast. It's marketing. It got marketed wrong. It's just an internet radio show that you can download anywhere you want. You can listen to it on your PC. Oh, really? Oh, are you serious? Well, send me the link. So I think, like, you're right. Leo Laporte's right.
All right, so we need to change the name. We have to stop referring to it as podcast. Now, are we going to use netcast?
I think netcast and webcast were two things that were used a long time ago, when they were streaming this stuff, when there was actual radio stations on the internets, and you could listen to shows, but then the RIAA or whatever the hell they're called, K came out and busted everybody for playing tunes. And they started making them pay royalties. These are ones that made money. And not like us. We just pay into it. It's like a fucking black hole. And they all went belly up. And then this thing called podcasting came out because of the RSS feed, which was a news aggregator. Is that right?
Sure.
And you had to have a tool that actually would...
I have a tool.
You are a tool.
Yeah.
An aggregator that would just start sucking this stuff up, and they converted it to do the same thing with MP3s. But nobody even uses those anymore, except for the iTunes one. And I think a lot of people just go to Podcast Alley and click on them and download them from there. Or they download them right from the website or something. A lot of our fans just go right into the index.
Right.
The savvy, web savvy. So I think it would be more appropriate to bring it back to its roots.
Okay, let's make it webcast then.
All right.
Or should we ask the fans?
Oh, yeah.
Put a survey up there on the forum.
Survey says,
shping. Webcast, netcast, and then other. And other, then you'd have to leave a suggestion.
Right. Right.
That's right, John.
I'm looking for something on here that I lost. I don't know. God damn it.
Oh, I had an idea for Punky's show.
Yeah?
Yeah, I don't have any ideas for ours, but I come up with ideas great. For Air Out My Shorts and for Punky.
That's great.
You want to hear it?
Yeah. What do you got?
What I think they should do is they should do like an annual Punky award show. So, for instance, they take their top five is a twats.
Yeah.
Their top five word of the week. Their top five poetry corner.
Yeah.
And then they end with their top five punk songs, right? So they do, like, the nominations.
Right.
And then they either put it on the forum, you vote for it or whatever, or they just decide themselves. And then they have an award show at the end of the year.
Nice.
Cultivating. Is that right? Cultivating?
Cultivating?
Culminating.
Culminating.
There you go.
Yeah.
Culminating with the best punk song of the year.
There you go. Yeah. Oh, that sounds good.
And then it would involve Skype, so maybe that's not a good idea.
Oh, yeah.
Because we know what Paulie B thinks of Skype.
Yeah, right.
Because after they announce the winner... No. Then they would have the winner on Skype, or maybe pre-recorded on Skype, accepting the award.
Right.
You see?
Right. Like that sounds a great idea.
The Punky Award Show. The other thing is it would take a lot of time, you know, to go back and pull the clips and we need interns, John.
Oh, my God.
Punky needs interns. We need interns.
We need them. We need some interns. How the hell can we get that?
I don't know.
I remember somebody emailing me and asking me if we did all our own sound loops and stuff, and I said, yeah. And they're like, oh, dude, how do you do that without interns?
We don't know. We're going to stop doing it.
It's becoming a lot of work, man, you know?
It is.
Like, holy shit.
It'd be great to just tell somebody, do this, this, this. Just give them a list.
Right.
You come back and it's done.
But then we'd have to have meetings and, you know.
No, we wouldn't.
Go to the coffee shop and listen to what they got. Everybody's got their laptops.
All right, well, we have a TTN correction.
Yes, we do. We do.
We'd like to get the corrections right at the top of the show, John, because it bugs us when we're wrong.
Yeah.
Really bothers us, so we need to get the correction out right away.
Hurts me.
Hurts.
Hurts me.
Yeah. What? O'Reilly, Bill O'Reilly, he fucks up.
Yeah.
You never get a correction.
No, never.
Never.
Never. Bill Fuckface O'Reilly. Should I play it?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, here we go.
I heard you called into Total Talk Nonsense.
Apparently I did.
Well, you on it.
Well, you know what really sucked? When I heard it, when I actually listened to it, I had just been on like a 2.5-day bender, and I had the most obnoxious, genuine smoker's cough, and I should have just picked up the phone and left the actual real word or equivalent of that phone call, because it was way phlegmier and way nastier and way more authentic than what they put together. But no, hate to break it to you, that was not me. Neither was the Podcast Alley comment that apparently told John, I didn't call him fat, I said I was wet.
Are you sure?
A positive. I know I didn't.
I don't know, maybe I did it when I was drunk. For those of you who don't know, we're talking about Total Talk Nonsense with Jan and Scat.
I think we have a soundbite of the word whore being wet, don't we?
I think so.
Yeah, well, here it is. And she even later on admits it.
Speaking of John and Scott, I don't know if I dreamt this or if it actually happened on their show. I probably dreamt it. I swear in one of their recent celebrity news segments, they were talking about Jude Law, and it reminded me that because the weird coincidence was the last time someone made me feel as dirty as Jude Law did, it was John and Scott.
Wow.
All right, well,
I guess that's what happens when you hide the microphone right in the vibrator.
Well, I'd like to thank the word whore and Preston for setting us straight.
Yes, TTN correction, that was not her coughing on the phone, and that was not her that put a comment out there that said she did not call you fat. She called you, I'm sorry.
Wet.
Right.
No, she did not say she was wet. She
did not say
that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
So anyway, I don't know. Should we get on to comments or something?
One last comment. The word whore must be one hot piece of ass, John.
Yeah.
For Jude Law to make her feel dirty. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but she smokes. It's a deal breaker.
It is for us.
Yeah. Not for Jude Law, apparently.
Apparently not. Being a babysitter is not a deal breaker for Jude Law.
Right. Right. He's kitty fiddler, is he?
Or nanny or whatever.
Or whatever the hell that is. That's right, nanny.
Nanny.
Nanny. Old nanny fanny. All right. Should we get on to comments or something or what?
No, let's just
hang out and listen to music.
Yeah, listen to this.
Oh, this is beautiful. Hold on, let me get a bong going here.
Cool.
Oh, dude. I'm so fucking stoned.
Well, before we get to comments, anything go on the last 2 weeks?
No, nothing.
Nothing.
Nada.
Not one thing
Well,
occurred.
I went to an Oktoberfest over at Special Ed's last night.
How was that?
It was cool.
You invited me to that, but I was out of town.
You're out of town.
Bummer.
And, of course, Rick, I don't think he wanted to go, but he was invited to. I don't even remember what happened the last 2 weeks. You know, it's just that old age thing.
Old age and short-term memory.
I can't put it together.
If you have no short-term memory, you no longer have long-term memory, John. And I think that's why when you get older, everybody says time goes by so fast. It's because you can't remember half of the things that happen.
Rick knocked his wife up.
All right.
It's been a long time since he told us.
So Rick has an angioplasty.
Right.
But sometime before that, managed to knock his wife up.
Right. For a, a third time.
Here's a question I have, John.
Four kids, but a third time.
If you have 95% blockage,
yeah,
how do you even get an erection? How is that even possible?
Well, right. That's a good question.
Blood flow.
That's a very interesting question, Scott.
That's a very interesting question.
Yeah, the blood flow to the penile instrument. Well, he didn't have to have the angioplasty in his dick. it was in his heart.
Right.
So, yeah, I think it was the, what was it, an artery? So does that pump out? Yeah. Cause
maybe it was the artery that goes to all the rest of his body.
Yeah.
But the artery that goes to his schwanz was.
Well, he said a couple of times.
Free and clear.
While he was pumping, he had to like go, oh, hold on a second. Because he would have those chest
mini
pains.
Grabbers.
Yeah. Which were like, he thought they were heartburn. And, yeah, so then he knocked the wife up, and now, how old is he? 47? And now he's going to have his fourth kid.
Wow.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine that.
How about that? Well, I guess once you have three, they say...
you're outnumbered at that point
anyway.
Yeah,
you're outnumbered, so, you know, you're at the, you're no more man-to-man defense. It's all zone. So, but the other kids are older, so he's got the instant babysitter and everything to take care of the little one.
Right, right.
So, yeah, how about that?
That's something else.
Yeah, you
How'd your wife take that news?
Oh, she was all like, yeah, hey, what? Really? Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. You know, you got to get a vasectomy. What?
She said that to you?
Yeah.
That's interesting, John. That's interesting.
It is a very interesting statement.
Because I had a vasectomy, and my wife told me I needed to get it redone, refixed, tied back up again so that we could have another baby.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's going to be tough, man.
It's going to be really tough because I'm not going.
Cut through your sack again and reconnect it.
Right.
Drill a hole back into the cauterized ends and glue it back together. Or they just snip it and then put
it's
it back together.
It's probably a little shriveled up, too, so they have to, like, pull on each end, you know, kind of stretch it out again.
Oh, man. Oh, that'd hurt. Oh. Oh, man, that's brutal.
Yeah, so Rick going to add to the family.
Your wife was just kidding, though.
Oh, we got some more news, John.
Oh.
Both of us, we're stupid.
Really?
Yeah, we got a
gig. Because we got married?
October 28th. October 28th at
that's
the Wabash
right.
Tap.
Wabash Tap.
And this is someplace that Paulie B. used to hang out at.
Yeah.
When he was staying in the septic states of America.
Right.
At the Wabash Tap, October 28th.
The Wabash Tap.
Because we are a band, John.
Yeah, we are. We are a band. And some people say, you know, they say they are in a band, but we don't say that. We are a band.
Yes, that's what we say.
Right. Not in a band. We are a band. That's right.
Right. Groupies are right. In a band, or the band is in. Yeah.
In them.
Something about that. I don't
the
know.
Band is in them on the tour bus. Get it?
Get it.
You know, you're like... Now, Jeremy, this guy who jogs and listens to the show, he was telling me every time he hears the dick break, he loves it. He just makes him crack up every time while he's running. So sometimes I'm worried he might run into traffic. He says he'll be running and people will be looking at him because he's cracking up.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I went to see Jackass 2 on Friday.
You did?
Yeah.
You recommend it?
I fucking totally recommend it. It is brutal, to say the least. It is fucking... There's more vomiting in this one than the last one.
Wow. How many Spiny Normans?
Oh, three all the way, man. Three and a half. I was laughing to tears. It was so goddamn funny.
And all the vomiting, are you like one of those, what do they call that?
I'm not a sympathetic vomiter. But I'll tell you, there was one part where the chortle was coming up.
The chortle?
Yeah, the part where the guy drank the
cud.
Horse semen. That was a little hard. That was difficult.
He didn't drink it right from the tap, did he?
Well, what they did is they bring out a horse, and as soon as he sees the mare, he gets his dick, a hard-on that's about 3 feet long, and he jumps on top of the mare, and then they grab this big boot, and they shove it on his schwanz and start jerking it off into, like, this bottle at the end, and that's how they capture the semen for inseminating. You know, when they're breeding these, you'd have to do it too if you had one of those.
Yeah, I'd have to do it.
Horse, you'd have to do it. That's right. You would.
I've already done it, John.
Well, Johnny
Knoxville. I put a boot on the end of my schwanz.
No, it's for, like, you know, breeding these purebred horses. And Johnny Knoxville reaches in there and grabs it, and he's jerking it, and they fill up this, like, baby bottle filled with this stuff. And one of the guys says, okay, is it okay to drink this? And they look at the Italian guy or whoever that just did it, and he says, yeah, go ahead. And he goes, all right, if I drink this, then I don't have to do something really bad later on. And they said, yeah, go for it. And he takes a big gulp of it, and they put the censored thing over his face, the black bar, as he's taking
his drink.
Yeah. Now, that could have been milk or mayonnaise or who knows, or yogurt.
Mayonnaise.
Horse-aise. And he takes a big gulp of it, and I felt that one come up.
Did he, Ralph?
He was starting to.
Which guy was it?
It was the guy who dances with, pulls his pants off all the time, and he's dancing. And there's more hits to the balls in this one than I've ever seen.
But wait a minute, getting back to the horse stuff, does that make you gay? Like in a bestiality kind of way?
Yeah, that's kind of fucked up, yeah. There's a lot of weird homo shit going on. Like, Bam decides they're going to take and he's going to sit on top of like a strongman. You know when you go to a carnival and you hit that thing with a hammer and
right.
knocks the weight up to the top, and Bam decides he's going to have something hit him in the ass. I forget what it was, but he changed it, and he says, no, he wants it to be a giant golden dildo. So he pulls his pants down and hangs his ass over the thing, and the same dude who dances around in the G-string slams the thing, and it hits him right in the crack of the ass.
Oh, that's gay.
Like, why would you fucking do that?
And that's the guy who allegedly screwed Jessica Simpson.
Yeah.
And he's getting a golden dildo.
In the ass.
Rammed up his ass.
Yeah, then he had a dick branded on his ass. And, I mean, it's not like if I give all this away, it's giving it away. Because no matter, you could describe a car accident and still see it and be really surprised.
Right.
No, it's not like there's a plot. I'm not spoiling anything. But it's pretty awesome. I mean, the whole movie opens up with them running through a town. They're running down the middle of a residential street. And all these bulls and yaks and cows are chasing after them. And a couple of them get nailed pretty good. Wee Man gets his ass kicked by a bull. And they're, like, diving through windows of houses, and it must have been a mocked-up street or something. It was all picket fences. And then they show it on the outtakes at the end. They show, like, what happened to Johnny Knoxville when he dove through the window, and the bull just fucks him up something fierce. He gets nailed by a bull, like, 3-4 times in the movie. In one of the scenes, they didn't have a bull, so they had a yak with the big horns. And he blindfolded himself in a red shirt, smoked a cigarette, and let the thing come right at him and flip him in the air with a blindfold. Hold on. I mean, they're so fucked up.
See, I don't understand that at all. Okay, so you do the first Jackass movie, right?
Yeah.
Then you kind of become a legitimate movie star with the retard movie he was in.
Yeah.
And Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah.
And then you go and risk your life for Jackass 2?
Yeah.
That guy's mental. He's mental.
He did more shit than anybody. He got bit by an anaconda like 3 times. They did this. You remember the last one where he got shot in the stomach with that beanbag?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, they do this thing where they have outside the the United Nations building and all that. They have these riot control systems, and it's a big rectangle box filled with like thousands of these marble-sized hard rubber balls. And there's an explosive charge behind it, and when it goes off, it blasts this array of these balls out, and they show this giant, like, tackling dummy getting hit by it, and it almost, like, flips it around the wire that it's being hung from.
Mm-hmm.
And Johnny Knoxville talks 2 other guys, Bam being one of them, I forget who the other guy was, into standing in front of this thing and getting shot by it from like 20 feet away.
Mm.
And Knoxville covers his face in his balls, and the three of them get hit, and they all go down on the ground. Knoxville gets up. He's like, "Is my face okay? Is my face?" That's all I'm worried about. And he got nailed pretty good, but Bam got the it was gross. He had
face?
All these, no, not his face, but he was wearing like a Dago tee. And he had all these little round bloody circles all over his body, you know, where the center is white, but the welt part on the outside is a big circle.
Mm.
And it's just like, it's instantly bloody and bruised.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, then. Well, I'll have to check that out. Maybe I'll just wait until you get the DVD and invite me over.
Like the last time.
Right.
Well, one of the funny parts, another one, was they decided to play medicine ball dodgeball in the dark. So they went in a room, turned all the lights off, and whipped medicine balls at each other. And the cameras that caught the action were infrareds. And they couldn't stand or I mean, they were just tripping all over each other and just whipping these at each other's head. And I'm like these guys got to be fucking retarded. I mean,
Sofa King, John.
Yeah. But anyway.
Well, that reminds me, I did see DVDs. I saw Star Wars Episode 1 and Star Wars Episode 2. And George Lucas should have stopped after 6. He should have done 4, 5, and 6, and that's it.
Oh, so you watched the
because
newer
1 and 2, they're just horrible.
Horrible.
Horrible. I can't tell you how horrible they are, John. The first one with that little Anakin running around who's later going to become Darth Vader.
Yeah. And Jar Jar.
At one point, he says, "Yippee." There is no way in no universe in the history of the world that Darth Vader would say yippee.
Wait a minute. But they said in a galaxy far, a long time ago.
Yeah,
in a galaxy far, far away. Not in the future.
In whatever history ever, in all the billions upon billions of galaxies and star systems, would Darth Vader ever say yippee? And then
not as an 8-year-old or 10-year-old, he wouldn't say yippee.
No. They told him he was going to get to leave and become a Jedi, and he, yippee. I mean, it was so damn lame. It was lame. And that kid they got to play, Darth Vader, he's like oblivious to everything around him. Just oblivious.
Yeah, and he's got the midichlorians or whatever in his body.
Right, right.
I got to say, though, Darth Maul, the way he got killed, that was fan-fucking-tastic. Sliced in half.
Yeah.
That was a quality kill, I thought.
Okay, so how long do you have to sit through to wait to see that fight scene?
Okay, a while.
And then Star Wars 2, they got Hayden Christensen or whatever the hell his name is. He is awful. He is horrible.
How about when he starts crying after?
And the thing about it is, one of the things about it is the script is so bad. The dialogue is so atrocious. Who wrote that dialogue, John?
The George.
Did George? He didn't write 4, 5, and 6. There's no way that he wrote 4, 5, and 6 and then wrote this drivel.
Well, 4 is pretty cheesy, too. You got to remember, these guys, even though they're supposed to be actors, they're acting mostly in front of a blue screen. Or green screen, a chroma key.
I don't know. I
mean, and 4, 5, and 6, they weren't. They had real sets.
Right, but in episode 2, there's an action sequence, and then there's like an hour of dialogue.
Yeah.
And most of it is Padma and Anakin falling in love, which is completely unbelievable.
Yeah.
There's no way she would be attracted to this guy, especially after he...
Hey, it's in a galaxy a long time ago, far, far away,
especially
Scott.
After he goes to save his mom. Oh, I got to save my mom.
Yeah.
And that whole drawn-out,
my mother needs me.
Yeah,
I killed them all, women and children.
Big whiny pussy. Darth Vader would never be like that. He'd never be like that.
Yeah, that's how he started out. That's why.
Oh, that's how he started out.
He's unreasonable.
That's a bunch of crap. I said it at the episode 6.
Crap!
When they take his helmet off, that was a mistake. But it wasn't as big as a mistake as Lucas made. Wasting our time with 1, 2, and 3. I haven't even seen 3 yet. But I
thought 3 was good.
Yeah, I got
it. But still, the dialogue was like... I mean, they really bring it all together and how... you know, all the other shit you watched in 1 and 2, and then they tied 4 right into it real nicely. They even walk through the ship that you see in the beginning of 4 when it's being sucked up by that Imperial cruiser.
Mm-hmm.
And you see R2 and C-3PO walking down the hallway there, and there's the big battle scene, and Vader walks in. That ship, which is... Leia Organa's ship, or Organa, Jimmy Smits plays her dad, and it's his ship. And you see him on that ship walking with Obi-Wan, discussing what to do to hide the twins and split them up. And they're in that same ship. So that was kind of cool.
The other thing is, wouldn't you give him a different last name than Skywalker, right? If you're going to hide these kids?
Why?
Well, I'm going to hide the kid, but I'm going to give him his name Skywalker? How stupid is that? Like, they don't have databases long, long time ago in a galaxy far, far away that they could just do a Google search find Luke Skywalker? Look, he's on Tatooine.
Hey, listen. Think about now. We got these little tiny skinny cables, these USB cables. And as a matter of fact, yesterday I was watching episode 4, and they plug in this fucking 3-inch thick cable into R2-D2 to download the plans from the...
Yeah, what about Wi-Fi, man? Why do they even have to... The whole premise of the movie is they have to deliver these plans. They can't zip it out encrypted across the galaxy. They can take that piece of crap ship that Obi-Wan's... Not Obi-Wan. That Han Solo. And they can light hyperspace or whatever the hell. A damn ship. But they can't send data? Encrypted? Wi-Fi? No.
And then when they do, it's got to be a cable as thick as like a... What the fuck? It's like a steel rod they plug into them. Not even USB. They didn't have USB 2? What the fuck?
Well, you know what they did is they spent all their time trying to create the holograph so that people could talk to each other. Nobody figured out that, hey, we could just transfer data this way, too. Stupid asses.
That is pretty funny because in the prequels, they're talking to each other in holographs. But in the And the other one in the, what do you call it, episode 4, they have to send the holograph with R2 to find Obi-Wan.
Well, that's because it was a secret, man.
Right.
It was a secret.
Right.
But what do you
mean?
You can't just be broadcasting that stuff all over the universe.
They were broadcasting that shit all over the universe in 1 and 2.
I got to tell you, this George Lucas guy, he should be in Scientology because he's the luckiest guy on the planet. He came up with an idea, and he surrounded himself with people who could execute. Because when they gave him control of 1, 2, and 3, it's a fucking joke. It's horrible. It's horrible, John.
It's his dream.
Yeah.
Well, I like the fact that they came out with 4, 5, and 6. I don't like how they did it. They lied and said, "Oh no, we don't have the original theatrical releases." And now they just came out with them.
Oh, yeah.
So you don't see Jabba the Hutt standing there in the hangar bay when they're getting onto the Millennium Falcon, and he's like standing right up against Jabba, trying to look him in the eyes from like 2 inches away from his smelly, fat, sweaty face. Or whatever he is. He's that big blob. And then when Han Solo walks behind him, he steps on his tail and kind of lifts up in the air. And you could tell they just totally fucked around with the special effects there.
You do have no short-term memory, do you?
Why?
Not have.
What do you mean?
Because we already talked about this.
We did?
In a podcast as well. Not just talking me and you, chitter-chatter. We talked about this. I'm sorry.
No, it was at practice.
On a netcast.
With Rick.
No. We talked about this in a netcast, John.
When?
Last netcast.
We did not.
Webcast. Yes, we did.
I thought we talked about it with Rick.
No.
You sure?
Positive. God, I'll pull both clips, man, for next show.
All right.
I'll pull the last one and I'll pull this one. And see how closely your stories match.
All right, well, we got to go, man, to the second part. Well, you kept interrupting me. Wait a minute.
Before
I go to comments.
All right, so we got a gig October 28th because we are a band, John Wabash Tap.
Yeah.
It's a couple blocks west of Soldier Field where the Bears won their fifth game.
Soldiers.
In a row today.
Yeah.
5-0, John.
So we're going to take a break, and part two is a click away. Check it out. Yeah.
Thank you for listening to part one of AKC's Total Talk Nonsense. Part two is just a click away.